My next guest is Rabbi Yossi Orkin, who as a teenager was diagnosed with cancer while still in high school. And in the midst of his struggle, he made a life-changing trip to meet the Lubavitcher Rebbe. That encounter would not only impact his recovery, but shape the rest of his life. And he joins us now on the line. Rabbi Yossi Orkin, founder of World Within a Word, a Hebrew language curriculum aimed at empowering source-based Torah learning, including Chumash, Sidur, and Mishnah. Thank you so much for joining us on The Home Run. Can you take us back to that time in your life? You were a teenager facing a cancer diagnosis. What do you remember about how you felt then?
Hi, Paul. It's so great to be in touch and have an opportunity to share. So, yeah, I was in matric. I had a pain in my back for many, many months. I had it removed at my local doctor. And recovered from it, I noticed that the pain was still there. And then the doctor said it was probably something that was a bit deeper. They needed to remove it under a general anesthetic. And not thinking much of it, I had the anesthetic, I had the operation, had it removed. And I'll never forget, it was during the week, preparing for matric. A good friend of mine, Bradley Gishon, was at me. We were studying, and the phone rang. And then my parents called me to the room, and there was a deafening silence. And they said, the doctor wants to speak to you. I spoke to the doctor, and he said, you have a soft tissue sarcoma. And I said, like there was silence. I said, what does that mean? And he said, it's a malignant tumor. And that I obviously understood quite clearly what it meant and the ramifications. And that was the night that I would say in many ways was a major, major turning point in my life, my family's life. Yeah.
How did the visit, or how did the idea to visit the Rebbe come about, Yossi? And what were your expectations before meeting him?
So we were very much involved with the Sydenham Shul, my parents, very close to the Goldman, Rabbi and Rebbetzin Goldman. And when they found out, they suggested that we should, as part of our December, we were traveling in December as a family, and make a special visit to New York, which was quite a special visit. It was the winter time, so it wasn't really part of a holiday schedule, and they suggested, and we went. It was a very memorable, beyond memorable occasion. Normally it was on what they called the dollars, which was on a Sunday. People used to stand in a queue for hours and hours waiting to get a brocha from the Rebbe. He used to hand out dollars, and those dollars was a very special recollection, memory, something tangible of the experience. But we went in as a whole family. We went, my parents, my sister. I, in very short and concise terms, told the Rebbe why I was here. I was from South Africa. I'd come for a blessing. I had been diagnosed with cancer. And he very clearly gave a specific response. He said, you should be blessed to study Torah and do mitzvahs. The experience was so overwhelming that often people really found it very difficult to recollect what was said and the message and what they said. So it was an amazing thing. They used to have a recording. So you went there and you said, I was there at, 2:24. And they gave you the recording. And then you were able to listen to it and digest it. And then hopefully, take on and somehow move forward in a very positive, tangible way from the blessing itself.
Yossi, you say it was overwhelming. Can you just give me a sense of when you were standing in front of the Rebbe, What was it like?
I can't really explain it. It was an experience that was a little bit beyond the senses. To the extent that if you had to ask me afterwards, you know, what exactly went on, what did you say, what did he say, I couldn't really put it all together. And that's why this experience of the video and the ability to recollect and hold on to that experience was facilitated through the video technology at that stage.
Did that visit change how you saw your illness?
You know, something like this, there's so many factors that are at play, and one never really knows, but in many ways it was a major turning point in terms of, you know, family commitment, in terms of something tangible, and that as a family, each of us in our own way, I guess, took on. And one can never really underestimate in any way the power of a tzaddik, the power of such a blessing. So in no uncertain terms, we look back at this opportunity, this encounter, with tremendous acknowledgement and tremendous gratitude in terms of what came out of it.
As someone who now guides others through hardship, how do you carry the Rebbe's influence into your work today?
We are involved with Jewish education. We're involved with schools, curriculum, foundation skill learning. I always have tremendous gratitude in terms of the Chabad world, the Chabad network, in terms of my opportunity to be involved with their schools, their education. And in terms of, you know, how I take this forward, there's some obviously very unique teachings, very unique philosophies that the Chabad world, the teachings of the great Hasidic masters have brought to world Jewry, in terms of outreach, in terms of the specialness of every Jew, in terms of shlichut. And in many ways, I think certain of those philosophies, ideologies, life outlooks, I think I do take with me and is part of who I am today.